extract of information taken at Lancaster Jail for treasonable practices, January 1747. An abstract of several informations taken before me, Robert Duncanfield, Esquire, one of His Majesty's Justice of the Peace and Quorum in Six, for the said county against Geoffrey Battersby, John Tomlinson and Daniel Mellor, prisoner in His Majesty's Jail at Lancaster. John Livesey of Bury, yeoman, on his oath, deposes and says that upon the Sunday the main body of the rebels marched out of Manchester on their route towards Derby. He went to Manchester on curiosity to see them, and that about 11 o'clock in the forenoon of the same day he went to the house of Adam Grundy, who keeps the Angel Inn in Manchester aforesaid, and in the kitchen part belonging to the said house he saw one John Tomlinson of Bury, shoemaker, who had then a white cockade fixed to his hat, which he wore on his head, which cockade resembled those the rebels then wore. And in the said kitchen then distinctly heard and saw the said John Tomlinson upon his knees, and on the said kitchen floor drink a health to Prince Charles, and upon the said John Livesey telling him he had better be at home with his wife and children, he told him he would lose his last drop of blood with them, meaning the rebels. Then the said John Livesey left him, and further know not. John Holt of Bury, labourer, likewise on his oath deposes that about the time the rebels were in Manchester, he happened to be in company with the above-named Geoffrey Battersby, when he declared and said to him, the said John Holt, that King George had no more right to the crown of England than he, Holt, or himself, and further said that King James, meaning the Pretender, had the only right thereto, and you shall see he will come to the throne, and then there will be flourishing times, and also then drank the Pretender's health.